Hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Top 5 here on Press TV. Bahrainis have taken to the streets renewing calls for the downfall of the ruling Al Khalifa regime. Demonstrators accused the authorities of what they called sectarian discrimination in a systematic way. They carried posters of prominent opponents who have been jailed in the past 3 years and demanded their release. This is the latest in pro-democracy rallies that broke out in Bahrain in February 2011. The rallies have seen a harsh crackdown in response, leading to scores of deaths so far. Thousands more have been detained, with many others removed from their jobs for taking part in the rallies. Let's go to West Virginia and talk to Professor Colin Cavell, former lecturer at the University of Bahrain. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Cavell, despite the fact that the majority of Bahrain's population is Shia, why is it that seemingly the sectarian discrimination is affecting this majority the most?
Well, they are targeting the Shia population more than the Sunni, but they also have jailed Sunni leaders like Ibrahim Sharif, and they have tortured many others. The regime would like to say that Iran is supporting a sectarian uprising in Bahrain, and nothing could be further from the truth. But they want to make this a reality, so they're trying to divide and conquer. The old Roman adage that if you divide the people, they will believe it, that it's not the regime that everybody is against. But there is systematic discrimination going on, sectarian discrimination by the regime, in order to make this a reality. They are torturing people, they are firing people, they are surveilling many elements, anybody who is involved in the protest, and they want to make this sectarian division a reality, even though those who have been following this closely know that many Sunnis want the ouster of the Al Khalifa rogue regime as well. And this fight has to be brought to the public with the arrival of Barack Obama in the region next week. He has to show that his words are hollow, that the United States is not standing for democracy. Instead, it's standing up to support of monarchy and dictatorship, and that this is hypocritical.
And of course, from a broader perspective, why has there been discrimination by the West towards the Bahraini uprising compared to other revolutions and uprisings in the region?
Well, it shows that we're not acting on principles of democracy, doesn't it, Hassan? It shows instead that the United States is acting out of reasons of state in order to maintain its hegemony in the region, in order to counter democratic regimes like Iran, in order to counter democratic movements like in Syria and elsewhere. This is a regime that wants to stand solid with the oligarchs of the region, the monarchies, with the oil monarchies, in order to maintain a cheap flow of oil. That's the bottom line, no matter what they say otherwise.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Professor Colin Cavell, former lecturer at the University of Bahrain from West Virginia. Thanks for your time there, sir.